We are back on the WEOL Lorain County High School Football Coaches Preview Show as we get ready for the 2023 season. And let's check in now with Black River Pirate head coach Kyle Clark, who joins us now. Coach Clark, thank you very much for joining us. We always appreciate your time here on the show, and just another year of excitement for you. What year is this for you now at the helm over there, Coach?
I believe this is the fifth year. I know they kind of blend together, but it is my fifth.
Does it ever lose any excitement, you know, the start of a new year, kind of the anticipation for what this season might hold for you?
Not really. I mean, it's always a chess match and trying to predict the unpredictable and seeing what kids are going to develop and things like that. So all that excitement's still the same.
Now, I feel like I ask this out of every coach every year, and they always give me the same answer. You know, every year is a new year. It's hard to carry momentum from one year to the next. But I feel like with you guys, it might be a little different because you had the six straight regular season wins to close out last year. You get the second straight year with your offensive and defensive coordinators. Do you feel like maybe there's actually a little bit of momentum that you can carry from last season into this year with so many pieces and parts kind of back for year two?
I believe there is. I mean, it just, with both the coordinators being their second year, with the kids, it just the terminology and everything just is a lot easier for the kids to understand. And then we were able to develop and tweak things a little bit to the strengths of our athletes, and things just seem to go a lot smoother this summer with all that install and coaching that we've done.
How have practices been for you so far? I know you said kind of off-air that you guys haven't had a chance to get any scrimmages in just yet, but just from a practice standpoint, how have things been, you know, from a terminology standpoint and an effort standpoint and things like that?
Oh, they've been great. I mean, everything I've asked of these kids this summer, they've done. And actually, they got together back in February and March and made their team goals and their summer goals, their preseason goals, all that, and you know, that they've been pretty tried and true of sticking to them. Like, for instance, they want to have 90% attendance in the month of June. They had 94% attendance as a team.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can't ask more than that. And that was just a couple kids missing alarms or going on vacation and not making up the extra time, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in June camp, we did 10 days in June, or sorry, in July, we did 10 days. And the kids were great. We got pretty much all our install in, and things are going pretty well.
Fantastic, Coach. As again, we're talking with Black River head coach Kyle Clark. They went 6-5 last season. They get ready now for the 2023 campaign. Let's look at the offensive side of the ball. I know you got a good number of starters back, but looking at that wide receiver room, you lose Tyler Markuzic, and I remember seeing him a couple of times, just a fantastic athlete through and through. So how do you kind of make up for his loss on offense, even though, you know, like I said, you return a good amount of starters on that side of the ball?
I mean, we can't replace the ability of Tyler Markuzic, but we still have good receivers, guys that could take the top off of defense, guys that could catch it and make people miss. But I mean, we have other strengths that we need to highlight, and with the run game and things like that, where you're not going to rely on a Tyler Markuzic to get you that third and long. So we have to find other ways to get that yardage that he provided us. But I feel like we got a good core of kids, especially our wide receivers and our running backs. And I like our quarterback, Eric Grosser. He's phenomenal, and he's back for his second year as a starter. And offensive line, we started three sophomores to end the year there, and now they're all juniors, a year bigger and more advanced. So I like it.
What does year two for Eric look like now that he's got a little more, you know, comfort in the pocket?
I think he's a lot more confident. He knows where the ball needs to go, who his read needs to be. He's more familiar with the offense that we ran last year and this year. So those reads, he's not thinking as much. There's not as much processing that needs to go on. So I think his decision-making is going to be better than it was last year.
Now let's look at the defensive side of the ball, Coach, and I know this is an area where you guys struggled a little bit at the start of the season, but it really came around towards the tail end of last season, at least in my opinion, in looking at some of the box scores here. So what does this defense need to do this season to kind of get ready to go right from the jump?
We just got to be more physical and get better at setting edges. We weren't very good at setting edges last year, and teams kind of took advantage of us, and that's what we got to improve on. And I think we have the guys there. They're another year advanced, and they're bigger, they're stronger, and they're just, I think they have the ability to put the edge on the offense and kind of bottle them in a little bit more than we did last year. Last year was kind of rough for us.
Now, I know a lot of your guys' success kind of hinges on the offensive and defensive line, and I texted you earlier this summer about, I believe, the McKean cousins to figure out if they were cousins or brothers because I wasn't sure, but talk to me about those two guys and maybe some of the staples that'll be on your offensive and defensive line this season.
Oh, yeah, the McKeans, they've both gotten bigger. They're both wrestlers, so they put in a hard winter wrestling, and, you know, those wrestler-type kids are great with leverage, great with fighting, doing those hand battles and things like that on the line of scrimmage. And that's where both of them are going to play. One's playing tight end, the other one's playing tackle. So they're going to be next to each other quite a few times. And then they're both defensive linemen, so they should wreak havoc. But then we have a pretty good stable of offensive and defensive linemen. And those, like our D-line, we rotate them a lot. So we have 1A's and 1B's, and actually probably even have 1C's. All three levels could be starters. So it works well for us. And then we got four juniors starting on the offensive line this year. Or actually, no, sorry, three. And we had three that started last year when they were sophomores. So one more year advanced, and they're not swimming as much.
Coach, it sounds like it's just a much deeper team this season than maybe last year. And correct me if I'm wrong with that assessment, but just from talking with you, it seems like you guys just have a lot more depth across, you know, the depth chart than you did maybe in previous years.
I would say we do on the line of scrimmage, but in the skill positions, not as deep as we've been.
Okay.
Just with numbers and things like that. But our offensive line, defensive line, yes, they are deeper than they have been in the past couple of years.
Good.
But our skill position is not as much.
Well, and I'll also tell you, I might have to clip that line of you talking about, the offensive and defensive linemen with wrestling in the winter. Our wrestling coaches love that, Coach, when we talk to them during the winter. So I'll have to make sure they know you're totally on board with that.
I want them playing everything. if they're competing and they're still training in the weight room, I mean, I can't ask for more.
Yep. See, that's exactly what the wrestling coaches will tell us. So I think more need to listen to that, I think. So, Coach, looking at the schedule here, much of the same in terms of the non-conference schedule. I know you guys swapped out Cloverleaf for, I'm not entirely sure who
you're. Brooklyn.
No. Okay, good deal, good deal. And again, this was an area you guys went 0-3 last year in the non-conference. Does that leave guys hungry, you know, for getting a win in the non-conference this year? Do they feel a little bit more confident with that non-conference schedule? How do you guys look at that?
That was one of our goals that they set back in March was, okay, we need to focus on our first three games because we started 0-4 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they think maybe it was a lot of the prep that we did. They weren't maybe as focused. But, I mean, from a coaching standpoint, I mean, we lost a ton of starters to injury. We lost a two-way starter in our first scrimmage, a two-way starter in our second scrimmage, and then we lost two two-way starters in week two of the season. So you're looking at eight starters right there that we lost in a four-week span. And it's hard when you're trying to reshuffle and teach kids new positions and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
I really like our emphasis of our kids this summer and this preseason to, hey, we're going to focus on those first three games. And those, we're going to treat those a little bit different than we did do conference. And then we're going to flip the switch, and conference is going to be our focus come week four. So it is a point of emphasis that the boys have made.
To this point, share what you want to share in this regard, but have you had a little bit better luck in the health department so far this summer than compared to last?
Yeah, but once again, we haven't had any scrimmages and live stuff, so
okay.
Knock on wood. Yes,
yep.
Yes, we are healthy.
Good deal. All right, Coach, we can get you out of here on this, and again, share what you want to share, because I know teams like to keep things in-house with goals and expectations, but what kind of are the general goals and expectations for your Pirates this season?
Their biggest focus is on accountability to their teammates by showing up, being there. Like I said, with the 90% attendance come June, same thing in July, and then making sure that everybody's there throughout the week and just being accountable to one another, and they have. I mean, we got leaders on the team that they got a group text going that, hey, why weren't you here? And then that kind of snowball effect has really made a difference in our kids this year.
That's fantastic. That's really good to hear. A good level of accountability. Sounds like they're all comfortable with holding each other accountable like that. And I know that can go a long way into playing into success on the field. So good stuff. Good stuff there, Coach. Well, I'll tell you, we have you three times this season on WEOL. We got you on September 8th against Wellington. Later that month on the 22nd against Keystone. And then October 13th when you guys are at Clearview, we will be there. So three times we got you guys on WEOL this year.
Looking forward to it.
Good deal, good deal. Well, thank you very much, Coach Clark. Again, this has been Black River Coach Kyle Clark joining us here on the High School Football Coaches Preview Show. Coach, thank you again for joining us, and best of luck to you and your guys this season.
Thank you very much for having me on.